Well, John Bosco Gallagher, has it dawned on you yet and be sunk in that you are looking forward to an Ulster final?
It probably hasn't, you know. The last number of weeks have been so busy, you know, in preparation, you know, for the Donegal Championship and then the first game in Ulster. Like, and it's, you know, weeks have been flying in and you're just really preparing for the next game and you're not really thinking about it because you don't get a chance to think about it because there's so much, you know, that has to be done. Like, you know, that... You know, I suppose nowadays it's nearly like running a county team. You know, with the amount of work that has to be done. You know, with all the backroom team, like, and getting the boys prepared and getting everything, you know, ready for them for the next game. And
What would your specific role be? What's your specific jobs? I'm sure you all have roles and jobs.
Well, yeah, I suppose like we do. Like, you know, I'd be a selector with Mervyn, and I do the stats and you know, that sort of work with him. So it's. It's busy.
Homework,
yeah. There's a load of homework to do. I give homework and I have to do it myself as well, like, so.
Yeah. Obviously, Ulster has been, well, it's gone very well so far. You know, you I won't say you breezed through Donegal. You had a tough opener with St. Junan's, only won by a point. But really, since that, it's been fairly plain sailing.
Well, you know, it probably seems that way, but, you know, it's... You know, looking back, like, you know, every game has been very, very tough. And, you know, I suppose we were, you know, flattered, I'd say, by some of the score lines that were there. Like, but, you know, we're just taking, as I said, we're taking it one game at a time. And we're just looking forward to the next game, you know, working and preparing. And, you know, Ulster, you know, Donegal football is tough. We came through a very, very tough group. When we came into Ulster, we found that the physicality of the games kind of just went up another notch, even though it's quite physical and quite demanding in Donegal as well. But in Ulster, we just found that it did go up that extra notch. And, you know, it takes that little bit longer then to, you know, to recover from those kind of games, like where it is physical. But look, we've just kind of taken it one game at a time. We took the cross game, like we looked at them and we prepared as well as we could for them. And, you know, It worked out for us, but, you know, it's not going to be as easy the next day, like, against a Scotstown team, like, who have, you know, they've won the last four Monaghan titles. They're really keen to win an Ulster title. They've been thereabouts, you know, they've set the bar in Monaghan, and, you know, they're a big, strong, physical team. So we're going to find it difficult the next day against them.
Mm. Looking back on the semi-final over Crossmaglen came obviously with that big Crossmaglen reputation. And, you know, you just seem to ignore it and dismiss it and just go at them. And some of the football you played in the first half, I'm sure yourself, you were pinching yourself. It was, you know, it was so fast and so flowing and the scores came so, especially the goals.
Well, the game kind of was, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game, like, we felt under serious pressure from them, like, because they've some fantastic players, like, in... Rian O'Neill and his brother, like, I mean, they were really putting it up to us and they were kicking some great scores. And, you know, probably, you know, was it out of nowhere, like, we ended up getting a goal by Dara, and then shortly afterwards we got another goal. Like, we're not going to get that space or that time, you know, in the Ulster final against a big physical Scotstown team. You know, the other scores that we got, you know, Kevin's goal, you know, fortuitous enough, it came off the post. He was just in the right place at the right time. And, you know, the penalty could have been, you know, called up as a free prior to that with Dan Don McGillivray going through. And, you know, we got the scores that probably put a better gloss on the scoreline at half time than we would have expected. So, you know, talking about, you know, going in against a Crossmaglen team, like, you know they're revered as a fantastic club team, like, who've won All Ireland titles and, you know, numerous Ulster titles. And, you know, we just had to play our own game, and you know, to not be caught up in play that you were playing cross. You were just playing another game.
I know you're talking about the goals and maybe dismissing them a little, but you have scored a lot of goals in this campaign, and there is goals in this team.
Yeah, well, you know, the scoring average is probably again, and then the Bundoran game, like, that's, you know, that, you know, put the graph up that a little bit higher than it would be. We've scored a couple of goals. Yeah, we'll probably score them, you know, late in some of the games as well. You know, some of the lads, you know, when they're going through, you know, if it does open up, like, they will, you know, they will try and take that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But look, you know, that I can't see that happening. I can't see it, you know, panning out like that in the final.
If there was one fear for Guido or for most people going into Ulster was, you mentioned earlier that it was going to be a little bit more physical, and this was a young team. But like, you've come up against Carrigan in Antrim, and you've come up against Cross, who are played hard and played by the played on the edge all the time, and you come through with flying colours. So that ghost is dismissed as well.
Well, I suppose in a way, but like the, you know, modern football then can be another prospect altogether. Like, you know, you've got big physical men in that team, like the Hughes lads. You know, they're seasoned campaigners, like, and you know they work hard. They don't give you that kind of space, maybe the same space that Cross gave you. So, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, take it as it comes the next day and see how it pans out. But you know, it's going to be a tall ask.
What's the mood like? Is it getting even more fever pitch?
No, well, the mood probably amongst the people of the parish, like, is fantastic, like, because it's a huge honour. Like, it's great to be at this stage, you know, still playing football in, you know, coming into December. And you know, we've sat back and watched teams down through the years, you know, going through campaigns and just probably saying to yourself, geez, wouldn't it be great to, you know, to be in that position, and here we find ourselves in that position. But it kind of, it happens so quickly, and you're so busy all the time that, you know, you just don't get a chance to think about it. Like, you're just probably thinking about, you know, the next training session and the next, you know, the next game as it comes along. So you know, it's really shortening the winter, I suppose, for us anyway.
Yeah. And tell me, you know, you've probably, you know, been favourites right through, you know, probably maybe less or so against Cross Midland the last day, but going to be favourites again. I think your odds have been slashed with the bookies, so you're all automatically favourites again for an Ulster final in the first ever. It kind of sounds off the Richter a bit.
Yeah, I don't really understand that in a way, because it's our first time being here. As I said, you know, Scotstown, the last four Monaghan titles have been playing Ulster football, and you get a great, you know, experience from that, and like, we haven't had that experience, and we're just going along game by game, and you know, things have worked out for us so far. But as you know, being, you know, raging hot favourite, I don't take that at all. Like, I mean, I don't really accept that. I think that Scotstown, who have, you know, set the bar in Monaghan, and you know, they're the kingpins of Monaghan, and they've, you know, they've been here for the last 4 years, like, and to put a team like ourselves, like, who've only, you know, reached our first Ulster semi-final the last day, and our first Ulster final, to have us as favourites, you know, I fail to see how that is.
Struggled for the last few years to come out of the groups to qualify or quarter final or whatever. I've done it for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 years this year. What has brought about the whole change? It's a sea change.
Yeah, well, look, it's something that's been thrown around, you know, for a number of years. And, you know, to put your finger on it, you know, it's very hard. We've had, you know, good teams there. It just didn't happen for us. But we kept at it. And, you know, in the last 2 years, I think, you know, there's been an awful lot of work, you know, put in the club down through the years. And, you know, we've developed an awful lot of players that have gone on to, you know, represent Donegal. And, you know, some of the lads, you know, they were coming to the end of their careers, and they probably, you know, wanted to have one last run at it. And, you know, with their experience and with the, you know, the young fellas coming through and the energy that they've brought to it. And, you know, the last 2 years, we had a change of management. Mervyn came in, and you know, we just thought, like, we'll pull everybody together and, you know, have a run at it while you still had the likes of Eamon and Kevin and Neil, who's still playing, like, but who has no intentions of giving up football in the next number of years. But you know, when you still had those lads, you know, you need that experience in order to drive on the young fellas, and you know, there's a good blend there now, and you know, it's worked, you know, so far this year, and you know, we're just delighted to be where we are.